This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Wang, H-U-A-N-G, first name Li, L-I, middle Jing, J-I-N-G, date of birth 05-16-1948, date of follow-up evaluation July 6, 2022, chief complaint, 74-year-old male complaint of chest pain. The HPI. The patient is a 74-year-old male who was initially evaluated in the office on May 23, 2022. At that time, the patient presented with episode of intermittent chest pain, which had its onset approximately 1 year earlier. Pain was left-sided, squeezing, non-radiating, and would last 1 to 2 minutes, period. There were no associated symptoms, period. He was then started on metoprolol, Lipitor, and aspirin, and referred for echocardiogram and further referred for nuclear scintigraphy, period. He underwent echocardiogram on June 21, 2022. This revealed left ventricle ejection fraction of 77%. There was trace aortic regurgitation, period. There was mild mitral regurgitation, period. Mild tricuspid regurgitation was noted, as was an estimated RV systolic pressure of 26 millimeters of mercury, period. There was trace / mild pulmonic regurgitation, period. He then underwent nuclear scintigraphy on June 8, 2022, period. This revealed normal myocardial uptake without fixed or reversible defect, period. There was normal wall motion and global left ventricle ejection fraction greater than 70%, period. The patient is now seen in follow-up. He reports ongoing chest pain, period. Chest pain is non-exertional, period. Past medical history. One, diabetes. Next number, hypertension. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, losartan, 100 milligrams on daily. Magnesium, 400 milligrams on daily. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams on daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams on HS. CoQ10, 200 milligrams on daily. Vitamin D3, 1,000 international units on daily. Oyster calcium, 500 milligrams on BID. Tylenol, 650 milligrams on BID. Metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams on daily. Enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams on daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 124/77, pulse 64, respiratory rate 20, height 65 inches, weight 154 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. ECG dated May 23, 2022. Reveals sinus rhythm of 72 beats per minute, period. There are occasional PVCs, period. There is loss of R waves in leads 2-3 on AVF, suggesting a prior infarct period. The impression, this is a 74-year-old male who complained of chest pain, period. It was initially thought that his chest pain could represent an anginal equivalent, period. He had been referred for echocardiogram, which revealed normal left ventricular function, period. The nuclear perfusion scan further reveals no fixed defect or other findings to suggest ischemic heart disease, period. The etiology of his chest pain is not clear, period. It may represent gastrointestinal pain, period. From a cardiovascular perspective, he is stable. I will plan on seeing him in 6 months. Will continue his usual medications for now. Will refer to Susie Kahn from gastroenterology, period. Lab work ordered CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, and urinalysis. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.